Culkins. I'm Athabaskan in Taltown from Alaska. And what I do is I demonstrate and perform with the children the World Eskimo Indian Olympics. And what I do is I get all the kids up on stage and I explain to their parents what the games are, and then I show them how it's done.
Hi, I'm Robert Rendon. Your hosts for today's program are myself, Wombly Williams, and Hotway 2 Up. And now, Wombly.
Today's program is an interview with Randy Calkin, an Athabaskan gold medalist in the Alaskan Indian Olympics. The interview was done by Hotway.
My name is Hotway. When did they begin?
The games started a long time ago. It was something that the people would do to get together to break the monotony of the long winter months. They've been around as long as people can remember. But they originated as say, if one village had a really successful hunt and stuff, then they would ask the neighboring villages to come and get together and they'd feed them. So the one village that was invited would provide their own transportation, and the host village would provide all the food and the shelter and put on the ceremonies. It didn't become an official thing until about the 60s or the 70s, when Alaska started becoming very populated and they decided that they ought to do something. The elders started getting worried that the games would be forgotten because they were being held less and less. So they started making an official thing out of it at the villages. And it grew into a situation to where they had to do it in the summertime and hold it in a place that was centrally located so all villages could come to it, and that was Fairbanks. And now it's grown into such a thing to where people are coming from the United States and Canada to participate in these games.
What kind of games are there?
There's a whole bunch of games. They're all based on the survival in the Northland because of the cold winter months and everything. They're held in the middle of the year of the cold months, and nowadays they're held in the summertime when most people are coming up to see the games. You have the one leg high kick, the two leg high kick, the one arm reach, the stick pulls. You got the one hand stick pull, the two hand stick pull, the neck pull, the grease pole walk, the blanket toss, and some more dangerous games that not many people play. I don't demonstrate them for the kids because they're too dangerous. You have the ear pull and the ear weight, the iron cross.
What's the blanket toss?
The blanket toss originated on the Northland. It's really flat, and you can the ocean extends for a long ways, and it started out to be something to where you could send a person way up in the air so they could look out over the ocean to see if there was any whales or anything out on the waters. And there wasn't very many big rises in the land and stuff, so they had to use a walrus skin. What they do is they cut a couple walrus skins in half and sew them together and make a great big blanket. And then they get a whole bunch of natives around it and put one in the blanket, and they hang on to the edges and back up and snap the blanket and shoot the person straight up in the air so they could look out over the ocean in different directions to see if there's anything out there. Nowadays, they do different acrobatics and stuff, do backflips and touch their feet on the ceilings and stuff like that for points and stuff, so to speak.
What are some of the most favorite ones?
The most favorite games for people to watch are, other than this open ceremony dances and stuff, are like the blanket toss is really exciting because people get to see acrobats done that they've never really seen before. high kicks are really well known, and people really get kind of confused when they see the one arm reach done, because it requires a lot of strength and agility, and then they try to go home and do it themselves and find out how difficult it can be.
Young Indian, and you wanted to join the Olympics, the Alaskan Olympics, then what would you have to do to enter?
The biggest thing that you need to do is be a native, I guess. And as far as signing up for it, one year I went ahead and I had an art booth outside, and I decided one day that I was just going to sign up. And just before the game started, I just went up and signed my name, and they let me participate. So it's not really a strict thing. You don't have a lot of heavy rules that you have to follow. It's more of a friendly get-together. There's not really contestants in the games. It's more like participants. You could have people coming from Canada meeting people in Alaska, and they'd be hugging and kissing and remembering the last time they were together, and asking each other if they've learned any more tricks to get higher up. And while the games are being participated, a person from Alaska could be telling a person from Canada what they're doing wrong so that they can help them reach their highest goal. It's not a game against each other, but a game against yourself to see how good you do as a person and not how good you do against another teammate.
What tribe are you?
I'm from central Alaska, up around the Fairbanks area, and I'm an Athabascan.
Which one are you best at?
I myself probably excel in the one-arm reach the best. I won a gold medal a few years back for it and got a third place in the Alaskan high kick.
How would you do the high kick? Is it like karate or something else?
The games are played within a 10-foot circle. That's the out-of-bounds area due to the lack of space, because you can't go outside in the cold. They do it within a small circle. And they originated being done inside a ceremonial igloo that was only about 20 feet in diameter. So they used the center part, which was about a 10-foot circle, to do the games in. And you start out with both feet together and objects so high off the ground, it starts out at about 2 feet and ends up anywhere from 7 or 8 feet high. And you jump up off both feet, kick the object with one foot, and land on the same foot that you kicked with, without using the other leg, and without falling down.
Wow. How high?
The record for the one-leg high kick, I believe last time I was there, was 7'8".
How many medals do you have?
I started out in 76 in the Arctic Winter Games, which was held in the Northwest Territories of Canada. And I have a gold for the one-arm reach and a bronze for the Alaskan high kick. But I found out that my world record that I had set a few years back has been broken, so I'm going to have to go back again this year and try and re-break the record and set a new one.
How much are the medals worth?
It's more of a kind of a ceremonial thing. I believe that the medals are dipped inside of something else. And it's just more or less coated. They're not really solid gold.
How do you do your presentations?
Well, usually I try and contact the different Indian schools in the different states and give them a biography of about myself and about the games that I do, and see if they're interested in having a presentation done or a lecture with the participation of the students at the school. The lecture is, I found that doing the games and having the kids help show how they're done and actually get them to compete together takes about 2 hours, but they can be broken up in different ways to where they don't have to be a two-hour class. You maybe have half-hour sessions or a one-hour session, depending on the age group. And they're not limited to, say, like teenage kids or anything. I've actually had as young as 3- and 5-year-old kids helping me show these games off, and they get very serious about it. It's not like they're just running around, playing around. They try to learn and try to do these things as seriously as the grown-ups do.
If anybody wants to contact you or learn more about the Olympics, the Alaskan Olympics, how can they contact you?
Well, I'm recently moved down here to the States so I could come around to different powwows and stuff and learn more about the Indian peoples of the States. Everything's so different down here. It's just really fascinating. So I moved down to Washington State, and I presently have a post office box. It's box 1281, Lyman, Washington, 98263. And my phone number is area code 206-826-3394. And I've been down here for just a couple years, but I plan on traveling around the United States and going to the different art shows and seeing the different competitions and the powwows and stuff. So I'll be down here for a few years and probably contact me that way.
Hi, my name is Wanda Johnson, Miss Indian America 34. I am a Navajo of the Black Streakwood people with the Father Clan of the Towering House people. And I encourage you to support our Native American youth and their right to speak for themselves. Support and listen to Going On, Young Indian Producers of the Title V Indian Education Program, Boulder, Colorado.